We want to welcome you to the Holy Ghost Calling website again. Thank you for coming by. Thank you to all those wonderful listeners out there. And if you're a new listener, welcome. I think you're going to hear some good things here because there's about 200 some odd sermons on this website here on this page. And they're going to be a blessing to your life. Father, we just thank you for touching Brother Freedom in a wonderful way. Thank you for anointing him. Thank you for speaking through him. Thank you for touching these listeners, Lord. If there's anyone out there that needs a healing, anyone that needs a deliverance, anyone that needs to have Jesus in their heart to be saved, Lord, thank you for meeting those needs. We just give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Freedom has asked me to read Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 through 13. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
Thank you very much. Father, we just give you praise. We give you glory and honor because we thank you for this most wonderful, most special day. Lord, we thank you that you are the reason for everything. And I pray that our attitudes, our things that controls our walk, be sensitive to your mighty spirit. Help us to adjust to you, not just to this world. Because we're in this world, but we're not of this world. And we need to be led by your mighty hand constantly, that we might shun the very appearance of evil, that we might walk a direct line toward heaven, that our eyes will stay constantly upon thee, and we'll not look for the things that are seen, but we'll look for the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Open your eyes, your people, to see that they must look to you constantly, constantly abiding in the power of God. Oh, Lord, help us this day. Help us that we might be faithful. We might be found faithful to that time that you come forth. And we believe that coming, that time is very soon. We pray for a mighty blessing upon us today. And the people that's here, we open their eyes, touch them in a mighty way. Let them be open to the move of thy mighty spirit. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. In Matthew, Jesus, the 24th, it's also in Luke, that says, As the days of Noah were, so also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, Jesus has spoken this, For as the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came, and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So it parallels, and the Holy Spirit has really been moving upon my heart about what Jesus said. So Noah was a man that found grace in the eyes of the Lord, but it doesn't say that any other person came close to it. And the scripture says, If he didn't shorten the day, the very elect would not be saved. What you say, well, Brother Freedom, look at all the churches, look at all the ministers, we look at all the good things that's being done, we know it's and not from Satan, we know it's from the things that God has given us. True, I believe that's true. But this plan that Satan has given us and using on us, I think is bigger than any of us can understand. And it's up to us to behoove and seek God, because our livelihood, not so much our livelihood, but the livelihood after we're gone, for that time when we face eternity, we could be walking in a very precarious way. We could be walking in a place where we wish we'd never seen before. I really believe because I've been praying about this a lot, and I'm just following the Holy Spirit. And if I get off, I pray that God will stop me, but I'm going to go a little bit of what I feel. But Noah, he was probably just a very humble man. And I truly believe that one of the things that happens to all people, we have a tendency not to want to stay humble. We want to presume that and let people know that we're pretty high on the ladder, and we know what we're talking about, and we're very educated about the things of the Lord, and we're very judgmental about things. We've got the answers. We've got all the things that the church is mentioned for. But I truly believe in the day that we're living, it's about the Holy Spirit. I believe He is our leader, and we need His infilling. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is no longer popular. It's something that people don't talk about. They believe it. It's in the back rooms. And so the Spirit of God is putting into the dark parts of the church. He's not allowed to come out and socialize with the normal services. I've seen this. I mean, He is not. And this is really wrong. It's crucial. It could be very detrimental, because He is the reason. Jesus said it was needful that He went away, that Jesus went away to heaven, because Jesus is going to build us a place up there. And He's making intercession for us from growing every day for each one of us. But while we're here, we're in being empowered, if we want to, by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Now, the spiritual man has to give over the things of the Lord. This is where the problem begins. Most of us don't want to let God truly lead us. See, the Bible says, this is just going to be a teaching for a while. Maybe that's all we'll get tonight. But obedience is better than sacrifice. So if you're not obedient, you're not hearing from the Lord. And I'd venture to say most places they don't hear from the Lord very, very much. And when they do, they say, well, that person's off, and maybe they are off. Because you're putting that person in a place in your church, you say that they've got something they haven't really got. And so when self comes out, it doesn't come out right. We need the Holy Ghost to lead us, all of us. That holy unction is divine. It's not ourselves. The Spirit of God comes upon us, and He wishes for us to surrender to His will. He's the leader. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. In that, we need to realize that we have to seek first His kingdom, and then all these other things shall be added. And I believe, going back to Noah had to do a lot of sacrificing. You know, the other people there might have been people that was self-righteous and all, we don't know. And Noah says, well, I've heard from the Lord, and He wants me to build an ark. And those people all laugh. And I'll tell you, they the same thing. I say the same thing. You start getting close to the Lord, oh, they laugh at you. They have no time for you. And they'll shun you out of their places of, they will. I've lived through it. But if you truly want to have God, you're going to have to go God's way. I truly believe it. And I believe this is the great breaking point that's coming in the church area. Most of the churches won't give in going all the way with God. They have their own format. They have their own doctrines. And they follow it. And I'm hearing the preachers even on TV, they all preach the same doctrine pretty much all the time. Well, God's bigger than all those things. He is bigger than some just attraction for a little bit. Today, just for a few minutes, I don't listen very long. But it's the same thing over and over and over. And they should get polished at it. This probably takes a lot of practice. I don't know. I don't know. I wait upon the Lord. So I really don't know how it is, but I've listened enough to my tapes, and I don't know when I finish the sermon night, I probably won't know what I've said altogether, but I do know I can relax and wait upon God, and I'm like Noah. I know what it is to walk with the Lord. Now, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Society in those days was like it is today. There was marriages, drunken parties, homosexuals, I guess, all the stuff that they have today, and well, they had lavish living, lasciviousness, and all those things that take you away from the center of God. And it was probably the norm. But Noah had no part of it. Now, I don't even know about his sons, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And today, I believe that each one of us, as God's children, must find grace in the eyes of the Lord. We must seek for Him and look to Him for our eternal destiny. Our eternal destiny is not in what we want, but we make it happen. You make it happen by leaning not in your own understanding, but leaning upon God. That is the first place that we got to receive, that we cannot make it by ourselves. We cannot make it even our own self. We need God's total intervention in our life daily. We need His mighty hand upon us. It's not short. He will keep us. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. We got to go what the Word says. He leadeth me. He leads us daily. He guides me. He directs me. And with that, we can keep our eyes upon the Lord. I will lift my eyes to the hills whence come my help. Now, all the people in the days of Noah, they probably laughed at Noah. 120 years, a long time to preach. He didn't get any converts. Nobody wanted what he had. And they probably laughed at him just scornfully. They just thought, well, he's the funniest thing that happens. But you know, when we miss out on this life, this life is over, if we end up not in the arms of Jesus, we've missed it. I know Jesus made it possible, but I do know Jesus also sent the Comforter to be with us here upon earth, and the Comforter is going to take us to the arms of Jesus. He's going to present us to Jesus. He's a propitiation for our sins, not for sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. Jesus came, His own received not, but to as many received Him, and then He gave power to become the followers of God, to be the sons of God, to be the daughters of God. The Bible says, what agreement have a temple of God with idols? What agreement? We have no agreement with idols. For ye have a temple of the living God. See, Noah didn't have no agreement with the world. The other people all had the agreement of the world. Now you might say, Brother Freedom, we know there's a lot of good people that's going to make it. They say they're going to make it, and we know they're going to make it. Well, I just really don't know. Your attitude has a big part of it. You know what? Our attitude has to be checked daily. It's like a compass inside of us. If I get my attitude a little bit off, I'm in a little bit of darkness. I can't take a chance on letting 24 hours happen until I make it change. This week I really looked at myself really deeply. We got to follow, not in tradition, but follow the Spirit. There are attitudes that, you know, if you got the wrong attitude, it's like the Lord was telling me the other day, I've heard this many times, well, you know, I'm just going to go to church today. I'm going to please my wife, and because I'm going to please her, but I'll go with her. And that's what we're doing. We're pleasing just we're not really meaning, but I'm going to please. Our attitude is wrong. We're going to want to please our wife, but we're not really pleasing the Lord. I just want her to feel good so she'll quit nagging at me. Our attitudes are something when we give. When we work for the Lord, we should give out even with no response, with no anybody saying us. We should love Him so much that we all respond to the Lord. I don't tire Because I'm not working for the world. I'm working for Jesus. I just want to satisfy my Lord. And that's my attitude. We need to keep our attitudes in tune with God constantly. It is our compass that leads us to heaven. When you start having an attitude problem, you're going to miss it. It's not very big, but it says people can't even see it. You just get off a little bit and you say, I get my feelings hurt. Well, there's something wrong with my attitude because this happened. Our attitude is very, we have to watch this constantly. If I'm getting a little bit bit, I better watch my attitude. If I'm getting critical, watch my attitude. If I say too much that I shouldn't say, it's coming to my attitude. We've got to watch these little things that God told us to watch all the time. No evil shall fall thee, nor plague come nigh thy dwelling. We have to keep our mind stayed on Him totally. We have to renew in our mind when we might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of the renewing of our mind. God bless you out there tonight. You all need to take time daily to renew your mind in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the only way that you can do this is each one of us saying, Lord, I cannot make it by myself tomorrow without your help. I can't live tomorrow on this day's experience. I want a new experience. I want something that's up to date because the enemy comes in while I'm sleeping and he camps at my door. And I want you to be having me so full of my life that I'm going to take off with you. And I'm not having no, even any shady little bad steps on my doorstep. I want an entrance to heaven that day. I will lift my eyes to the hills. And I really believe in the days of Noah, that's what really happened. There may have been a lot of people that were not bad, may have been the way of a lot of them, but there might have been some good people. We don't know. And that's what I'm afraid of in this last hour. There's going to be a lot of good people that's going to miss out because you've got a little bit pride. You don't want to say, I'm sorry. You don't want to pray through. There's something that you just got to break down all these. See, that's humility. Humble yourself. We as God people got to say, I'm sorry. I went down yesterday to a place that I bought a door. I drove a long ways down, long ways back. And when I got down there, they showed me this old shabby door. And they said, well, you take it or leave it, basically. And I'd already paid for it. I didn't argue with them. I was so thankful I didn't. I didn't say nothing. I just said, okay. So I'll just, someday I'll think about it. And I'll let the Lord, I'll just come back and deal with it. Well, you know, God has a way of working things out. Now, if I would have got a little bit happy, even where I am, because I had right. I mean, the guys were just telling me, oh, man, you're sort of, you know, you're off course. You don't, I won't say all the things they said. And I just went to the restroom and got my little pickup and drove back home. And so my daughter called me and she says, Dad, how'd it go, Dan? I said, well, how are you doing? She said, I'm feeling better. I said, well, I went down to a certain place and I didn't pick up that door. She was there when I bought it. And she said, well, how come? And I said, well, I just told her, let her. I said, I don't want that door. It's not worth that. And I would not have that. No way. It's all right. If I just lose the money, it's all right. And I spent quite a bit of gas going down close to 100 miles round trip. So she said, well, I said, I'll let you know. She called me. About 45 minutes, she lives in that town, and she talked to the manager, and they're going to have that door, they're going to deliver that door from that city to my home Monday afternoon at no cost. Now, God just worked it out. And so a lot of times, if we'll just get back and stand off and say, Lord, I'll just eat humble pie, whatever somebody wants, God will fight your fight. But if I would have stood up and says, I know my rights. I don't have no rights. Really. God's my right. I need to follow His leading. And I truly believe there's a lot of people in that hour of Noah's day that were actually following their own self. They weren't bad people, but they were a little mixed up. We can get mixed up pretty easy. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount on the wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall call on me, and I will answer them and show them great and mighty things that they know not. Greater is He that's within you than he is in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Now to him is able to keep you from falling, present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Now unto him is able to do exceedingly abundantly all we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us. The power of God's here to lift us up. Greater is he that's within you, he's within the world. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens my God, shall supply all of my needs according to his riches. We need to live this in this last hour, living in the promises of God. I felt good about what happened now because I didn't say nothing. I just walked out. And I was tired. I was really tired. I was so tired, I just walked out and got home. And I thought, oh, it's good to get home again. Made it home one more time. But if I could have blew up real easy. I'm just like everybody else. We just got to watch yourself all the time. You got to be on guard. You can't assume nothing. And that's what we got to watch, our attitude. If our attitude is not right, it's God telling you, hey, you need an attitude adjustment. Love suffereth long as kind. Love bondeth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave unseemly, seeketh not our own, seeketh not our own, rejoice not in iniquity, rejoice in truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love is God's power working in the fullness of us. We have to work from this time until Jesus comes in his love package. Love is our power. Love's our reason. Love's our attitude. Without it, our attitude, it doesn't have nothing, no charisma. It won't fly. When you got God's attitude upon you, you just take off. I lift my eyes to the hills. What's my come my help? My help comes from the Lord. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee neither slumbereth nor sleepeth. He that keepeth Israel neither sleepeth nor slumbereth. We know he says his eyes on Israel. So that means he'll keep this also. It says, make a joyful noise on the Lord in all your land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Many times we can't serve the Lord with gladness. We're upset. Come before his presence with singing. Knowing that he is God, he's the one who made us, not we ourselves. We're the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. All praise in the Lord. Bless his holy name. For his mercy endureth to all generations. And his truth is for everlasting. God wants to bring us, and we should be walking in holiness. We should walk in the beauty of Jesus. We should walk in his compassion, his love. The mighty hand of God will prevail in our lives constantly. His life is over us, so challenging us that we're moving into his mighty hand. It says, hast thou known? Have they heard the everlasting God, the creator of the earth, fainteth not, neither does he grow weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. The youth shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount with wings of eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall not be weary. Call upon me and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. When the enemy comes in like a flood, yea, the Lord thy God shall raise up a standard against him. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand the way of sinners, nor sin in the speech of the scornful. But his light is in the law of the Lord. 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 And in that law, let him meditate both day and night. This is where you're going to be ready. But see, the church back there wasn't ready. Church, you need to be ready. But it says there'll be many missing. It says narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. You say, how can that be? There's multitudes. There's churches. Most of the people are go to church. But I believe there's some church people that's not quite. The other day I went to a place. God sent me there this morning, and this lady, I just really appreciate her so much. There's a Christian going to sue her. She didn't do no wrong. She just tried to help the man out. I know where she's talking about, because there's some other people in that same church. This should not be. It's not a good epithet. But they just look to do things a little shady. Now, if your church is not a where you can be an example for God, I know one man. He's the head of a. Well, he's running up the keys to the whole. Man, it's a big church. Big church. I won't say where it's at. But he just brags about beating people. Just brags about, oh, God's so good to me. I said, I just tell it off to his face. I said, you know, what you're saying stinks. Oh, I'm okay. I said, no, you're not okay. I said, you should not want to get things for nothing. You're supposed to pay your way through life. You're not to get out here and take from a low person till you can have more gain. I said, you're not to do these kind of things. No, he just does it anyway. But see, that's wrong attitudes. He's got a self-righteous attitude, self-righteous. He goes to church, he sits back there and how can go and door to God. He pays his check into the check and he's okay. And I truly believe this is what's happening to our churches. If you get really serious God, there's going to be a lot of heart changing would be tonight. There would be a lot of people that were not where they should be. You know that you're come out from among them. You're to be separate, said the Lord, and touched up the unclean thing, and I shall receive you. And I'll be a father unto you, and ye shall see my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these prophets in the building, let us cleanse ourselves from all filth. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. The Bible says the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness, worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. See, that's Noah's day. They weren't living righteously. Looking for that blessed hope. We're to be looking. No one didn't have it. We're looking for that blessed hope from Jesus. Hope of glorious appearance. It's going to soon come down. Looking for that blessed, glorious spirit and great God and Savior Jesus Christ who gave himself that he might redeem unto himself a peculiar people. I tell you, folks, you need to be peculiar. You need to be different. You need to be above reproach. You need to have your without any hypocrisy. Your tongue should be truthful. Your heart should be above reproach. God wants to be above a place that we'd be sanctified. The old people said, we need that sanctification. We need that time of a breakthrough into heaven. But I'm afraid if we don't make restitution pretty soon, we're going to find yourself not going to be nobody there. And you're going to find yourself floundering. You know, the Lord showed me that it's going to be hard to make the rapture because what it means. You're not going to die. You're going to miss all the turmoil that's going to come upon America, on planet Earth. It's coming very soon. It's coming. His coming is soon. We're seeing the sign. We've never seen so many tornadoes and things haven't happened as it has this year. There's great things. There's things that's happening that's never been before. And God's saying, wake up, my people. Wake up. Can't you see what I'm doing? Cannot you see what's the Spirit of God? I say, my people, wake up. Call to me, and I'll show you. But I say we're so prideful. They're stubborn. The Bible says stubbornness is from the spirit of witchcraft. Stubbornness will put you down to a devil's hell. You need to take that stubborn spirit out of here in the name of Jesus. It's the spirit of witchcraft that comes to heart. And that stubbornness in God's people, they're so stubborn. They cannot come in the presence of God because they're blinded. They're blinded. They're spiritually blinded because they have seared their conscience daily. They went out and in harm's way and beat people. They did things. They spoke it roughly. They, you know, when you can have these little problems, you're supposed to ask forgiveness. And that's the great thing. God will help you overcome that you might be a better person. You know, that's part of the humility that comes of God's people. But some of God's people cannot say they're sorry. They're too big to say they're sorry. Well, I say this for you. I said I'm sorry. And I know that there's some of you can say you're sorry because God is bigger than what we're facing. He's bigger than what we know. He's bigger than who we are. He is God himself, and God wants to prove himself to us in this last hour that we will be ready. We'll be more than conquerors through him persuaded, that we can say, I'm persuaded neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, things present in the height, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Put you off the whole man. The whole man, the old man, is corrupt. Renew our spirit in him constantly. We have be above reproach. And it says the God of hope fill you with joy and peace, believing you receive hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. That's why we need the effectual power of the Holy Ghost, because that's renewing of our edifying of our spirit that brings us in right course. Our compass gets off and we can't even, we're lost our way. We think we know, but we're doing it ourselves. When self's in command, you're going to miss it. Our guidance system is not acceptable for where we're headed now. It might have been up to the early part of the century, but we need a new guidance system because God's coming back soon, and that guidance system is the power of the Holy Ghost. He will keep our eyes on Jesus, yes, the author and the finish, the keeper of our faith, abstaining us from all appearance of evil, shunning the very effects of all ungodliness, the world and us, that we live to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this world, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearance of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself that he might redeem it in himself and peculiar people, zealous of good works. God's coming soon. And I know the people you can get right to the sight. You need to get on your knees where you are. You need to pray through. You need to seek God. Because God's coming soon. I can't do it for you. I have to do it myself. We need God's people to enter, humble ourselves every day. Be ye clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself therefore in the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him. Be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary of the devil going around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, whom resists, steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in the brothers in the world. Next scripture down, it says, if we'll keep on, God will keep us that day that we'll no longer be tempted. I can't quote it, but that's what it means. If we'll keep on, he's going to keep us. It's like Job. He's not going to face that forever. Revelation 3:10. He says, because we have waited, that he will keep us the hour of temptation shall come. When we serve God from our heart, God's going to keep us from that hour of temptation shall come upon on the face of the whole earth. And that we need to be ready at that day that we might be able to stand before the Son of God. We've got to stand before him. And you can't stand before him unless you have the right stuff. You need the Spirit of God in you. You need the Holy Ghost on your side. They're helping you when you present you to Jesus. Because if you're not the right stuff, you're going to fall back and be just like those who didn't make it to the ark. Same thing. You got to have that invitation from the God of the Father. Holy Ghost, you've got to stand behind me. Jesus, this is my servant. I've set it before you right now. Jesus said, welcome my son or daughter. But if you don't have that Holy Ghost behind you, when that day, that's the great thing. You know, you've let him go. You talked hard about him. You said that Jesus is everything. Well, Jesus is everything. But Jesus also has the Holy Ghost. See, that's the devil does that to make confuse you. You need the Holy Ghost and Jesus. Yes. But you got to have the Holy Ghost because he will present you to Jesus that hour. And if you don't have him, he can't present you. He wished he could, but you've said some bad words about him. And you've never come close, Spirit of God. You never prayed in that heavenly language any. You've written your own imaginational tongue that is a self. But I'll tell you, the baptism is not that. I've tarried for 1 year. When it comes, it was like a mighty river. Body you up there, I know you haven't got it. You have a form of godliness, but deny the power of, the Bible says from me, it says, from such turn away. Come out from among them, be separate, said the Lord. That's not the unclean, and I shall receive you. God's here tonight in a very powerful way. But in the days of the Noah shall it be when the Son of Man cometh. But I know that is the great thing. I just spoke it out. Didn't think Noah was going to speak it out. But the Holy Ghost is going to present us to Jesus. If you offend the Holy Ghost in any way, you need to bring correction this night. You maybe have went too far. If you have, you're doomed. That's what it says. I'm not going to go softly upon this. Because if you go against the Holy Ghost, that's why grieve not the Holy Ghost, whereby you're sealed in the day. It means that you don't quit having your horseplay out here. You can just tell anybody here, church, that you know what the Spirit of God is. No, the Holy Ghost will tell you what you know to need. I'm ashamed of many of God's people because they order the Holy Ghost around like a little toy, like a little baby. He's not that. He's God himself. How much glory? Can't you see it? He is going to present us to Jesus. God bless you people. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I pray for the people this night. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.